And after too long of a break from reading the book Savage Continent, we're continuing now with Chapter 16, Wartime Choices. In an effort to categorize the population of Europe, the Nazis insisted on issuing everyone with identity cards, colored according to ethnicity. They created vast bureaucracies to identify entire populations by race. In Poland, for example, a racial hierarchy was devised which put Reich Germans at the top, ethnic Germans next, then privileged minorities, such as Ukrainians, followed by Poles, Gypsies, and Jews. The classifications didn't stop there. Ethnic Germans, for example, were broken down into further subcategories. Those who were so pure that they were eligible to join the Nazi Party. I'm sorry. Recall when we discussed Hitler's... unfortunate mental trap called not being, feeling that you are not good enough. Look at the consequence. The classifications didn't stop there. Ethnic Germans, for example, were broken down into further subcategories. Those who were so pure that they were eligible to join the Nazi Party, those who were pure enough for Reich citizenship, those who were tainted by, quote-unquote, by Polish blood or Polish influences, and finally, those Poles who were to be considered as ethnically German only because of their physical appearance or way of life. Those who didn't have their ethnicity chosen for them had to make the decision for themselves. This wasn't always easy. Many people had multiple options, either because they had mixed-race parents or grandparents, or because they saw no contradiction in being simultaneously, say, Polish by birth, Lithuanian by nationality, and German by ethnicity. When forced to make a choice, their decision was often naively random at best, perhaps inspired by a parent, a spouse, or even a friend. The more calculating chosen identity according to what benefits it might offer, claiming German ethnicity, for example, could confer exemption from labor roundups and eligibility for special rations and tax breaks. Again, my interjection, this is the work of statesmen in possession of a vision of perfection, i.e. slaves to illusions, made insane with lies. And I hope we see, thanks to Alice Miller's gentle and dedicated teaching, that the insanity has but become more extreme to the degree it disappears into normalcy. Continuing. On the other hand, it could also mean liability for military conscription. The decision sometimes boiled down to whether the Russian front was preferable to a slave labor camp. The choices that people made regarding their ethnicity would have implications far beyond the end of the war. While hostilities in Europe officially ended in May 1945, the various conflicts over race and ethnicity continued for months, sometimes years after. Sometimes these conflicts were intensely local, even personal. People in small towns and villages knew the ethnicity of their neighbors and acted accordingly. Increasingly, however, the conflict would be conducted on a regional or even a national level. In the aftermath of the war, entire populations would be expelled from areas where they had lived for centuries, purely on the basis of what was written on their wartime identity cards. The fascist obsession with racial purity, not only in those areas occupied by Germany, but elsewhere too, had a huge impact on European attitudes. It made people aware of race in a way that they never had been before. It obliged people to take sides, whether they wanted to or not. and in communities that had lived side by side more or less peacefully for centuries, it made race into a problem indeed. It elevated it to the problem. And there, we really should talk more, my interjection. We mentioned it in a previous show. But the degree to which fascism was influenced by slavery in the U.S. Remember W.E.B. Du Bois' words, a problem of the 20th century will be the problem of the color line. Well, it's the color line became the global problem. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. It elevated it to the problem that needed solving. As the war had taught people, some of the solutions could be radical and final.